All right, I feel like we could consider you one of the family members now, Melody, part of the Brett Mega Show now. Melody is up here from Voice STL, brought in some festive Santa hats for everyone.
You're so cute.
To talk about Project Holiday Cheer, tell us a little bit about it and why you're coming up here, because there's something really cool that Voice STL is doing.
Yeah, so Voice is a nonprofit here in St. Louis, and we work with older adults and advocate for people who live in nursing homes. So after COVID, one idea that we had to try and reduce loneliness in nursing homes was to make sure that every resident had a card at the holidays. So Project Holiday Cheer is where we collect 40,000 holiday cards and deliver them to every nursing home resident in eastern Missouri. We partner with Senior Services Plus, so if you're in Illinois, they run the program there. But this is a fun project that you can do with friends. You can have a cards and cocoa party, bring the girls.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Wear your jammies. So there's so many fun ways to get involved, and it's such an easy way to give back this holiday season. And we have all of the information at Voice, that's Voice with a Y, stl.org/Project Holiday Cheer.
One of the reasons we wanted to team up with Voice on this project is we do something similar around Valentine's Day. We collect, you know, homemade Valentines from schools to show that the younger generation still gets it and respects and loves our seniors and connects the two different generations. This shows there's less of a gap than we actually think. And we actually hand deliver them to some of the senior citizens and living facilities. And they absolutely loved it.
Like, oh, it's amazing. Their lives. Mm-hmm. It's incredible to see how complete strangers just make their day, you know, watching these seniors hold on to these cards.
Yes.
Because, unfortunately, sometimes family members can't go and see them, or they don't have any family members left. So right. To have somebody reach out, especially during the holidays, that is really, really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's very important because loneliness, as we've seen, can really be epidemic in nursing homes. And so it's important to help everyone feel remembered, and that's why we're so excited to run this project every year.
I love all the different ideas you shared about how, you know, you can get your own community involved in this as well. And it is a fun thing. It obviously doesn't cost a lot of money to, you know, get some paper together and write all these holiday cards. I love everything about
this. It's such a simple thing that goes such a long way to make a difference. So mm-hmm. It's incredible.
And my mom was one of the people that we really considered moving her into a facility because, you know, she was sick for so long. And one of the things that we were nervous about is her being lonely or thinking that people had forgotten about her. And during the holidays is when I miss my mom the most. All those holiday traditions you do, you just miss their presence and feel their presence. And they want to feel that holiday love. And what a simple, easy way to give someone a hug this holiday season is that joy you all get and connection we all get. When you get Christmas cards in the mail from friends all over, you can make them feel like, hey, someone's thinking about you. 40,000 is a lofty goal, though.
Yeah. It's a lot. We are at 10,600 right now.
Wow.
So we definitely need some help to finish it out. But we've got drop-off locations all around the city. There's a map on our website to show you a place near you where you can just drop off cards. They're ready to take them, and we will sort them and get them to the nursing home.
Throw out the website one more time.
It's voicestl.org/Project Holiday Cheer.
All right. And if you want any more information, if you want to send one of your Christmas cards to them directly, you could also just text us, and we'll send you the link too. 314-531-9898. But together, we're going to bring Holiday Cheer all across St. Louis. Thank you so much, Melody, for coming up.
Thank you.